Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
They are an iconic part of our built landscape, but if you happen to own a thatched property and you need a new roof, you could be waiting up to 2 years. That's because of a lack of thatchers available in the country, which is resulting in some homeowners bringing in thatchers from as far away as Hungary. Well, Brian O'Connell met with one property owner with a roof in need of serious attention, but who's finding it very hard to get a thatcher. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire. I mean, yeah, serious attention. I just put a video of it up on Instagram, so you'll get a sense of the front of the cottage. And the cottage is just past Killa, not far from Youghal in County Cork, where Canadian woman Thea Trussler fulfilled what I suppose was a lifelong dream of owning and living in a thatched cottage. It's over 200 years old. So she came here at the beginning of COVID. It was for a work opportunity and she stayed. So she bought her cottage. She was aware the front needed to be replaced. The first issue was cost, and then she set about trying to find a thatcher, as she told me.
I contacted the thatcher who had done the work previous on the back of the cottage. Sadly, he's now retiring. So I did get a quote at the time for doing the front, and I did not anticipate hearing $20,000 to do the front.
Just the front?
Just the front.
And I could see coming in, I mean, we'll have a look at the thatch in a minute. it obviously needs to be replaced.
Yeah, I've got a tree growing out of the thatch right now. The only grant that I could access at that point was for $3,600. So that hadn't changed since 1985 in the numbers. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, the government is saying that they want to keep these iconic buildings.
Protect our heritage.
Yes, absolutely. And I was like, I was holding a banner for it. I have friends that it was $45,000 to $60,000. They got a few different quotes to do their whole cottage. I'm like, oh my God. So how are we to maintain these beautiful buildings?
And part of the issue is that, as you found out, there are so few thatchers left in Ireland. And even the ones that maybe would be available, there's a significant waiting list.
So there's a minimum 2-year wait list to be able to get a thatcher to do a major job. They'll do patches. But the major job, 2 years, and trying to find someone, because there's only 10 master thatchers in all of Ireland, and there's well over 2,500 thatched cottages, as well as pubs and so on. It's a dying art, and it would be a sad day to not have it as a part of our landscape.
A dying art. So what kind of condition is the roof in, Brian?
Well, as I said, the back was done more recently, so it seems okay. But the front, which is over 200 years old, it obviously needs a full replacement roof. You'll see on the video I've just put up, bare patches. There's a tree you can see growing out of one part. And this is right over her bedroom, Claire. So you can imagine her concern. Now, locals have been helping with patches. So too has someone who's retired as a thatcher. But she really, really has struggled to find someone who could do the full replacement.
So I put out a Mayday call because I had received another grant approval from Cork Council, and they saw the state of my roof. They gave me a list of all the thatchers, and I was contacted with an affirmative. I have an avenue for you by a woman thatcher. And I'm like, oh my God, that is absolutely amazing. That's what I would love. It's not a traditional trade for women. And then she also has an apprentice who is a woman. Sarah Leach is the thatcher who's helping to orchestrate this.
So when can she fit you in?
Well, it's going to be her involvement, as well as we've got a Hungarian crew, because there's not enough thatchers in Ireland. So it wouldn't be until October. There are other national grants now. I've got about half of what I need. It's exceptionally difficult in Ireland to find an insurance company that will insure, and the cost of it is extraordinarily high, you know, thousands and thousands. So I was very fortunate, and I'm still under $1,000. Sorry about that, other thatch owners, with an Irish insurer.
Still a lot of money.
It is.
So you've managed that. You'll hopefully get your roof fixed. But I suppose the wider issue here, if we want to maintain and protect and preserve this aspect of our heritage, it's going to need supports for people like you.
Yeah, well, all the owners of cottages that have thatching or businesses that have thatching.
Sell the idea of living in a thatched cottage to me.
Oh, well, one of the beautiful things is it's wonderfully insulated. So in the winter it's warmer, and in the summer it keeps it cool, which the little heat wave that we had, it was like air conditioning inside. Just the romance of it when it's raining, when it's, you know, lashing down, it's like waterfalls going off of the reeds rather than something pelting on the, like the slate roof that I have on the extension here. I'm running a B&B now, and they all want to take photos in front of the cottage, so I'll be happy with getting the front done and not sorry about the tree in my roof.
The tree in the roof, that's the big concern. But insurance and grants, they're two significant issues, Brian.
Just on insurance, so Heritage Council and Department of Heritage have done some work to help people, to give them supports with the insurance issues. One issue I was hearing, Claire, from some thatched cottage owners was the lack of transparency they felt around the grants process. You have to undertake a lot of paperwork, and you access grants through your local authority. And some feel the system could be a little bit more open, a little bit more transparent. Just on that issue of the grants, the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage told me that it's part of the Built Heritage Investment Scheme. Demand really exceeds the amount of money that they have to give out. But they did give out €1.25 million last year, which was awarded under this. And on a per building basis, thatched cottages would receive 3 times the funding available to different types of protected structures. So they're pointing to quite generous, or at least a lot of money available under this for this particular cohort. They say there have been steps then taken to increase the supply of thatchers. There's a number of short courses and different courses that are now being made available, and they expect this will really have an impact on the number of people available around the country to undertake this work.
So steps are being taken to increase the number of thatchers. You spoke to the Heritage Council about it. They feel more could be done, Brian. Is that right?
Yeah, as I said, a number of these courses now available, and these should make an impact because we are bringing in thatchers from Hungary, from Poland, places like that. But as well as training, there's now a suggestion, which is quite interesting, from the Heritage Council about some measure in relation to tax that could be looked at. I spoke to Virginia Tehan, who's CEO of the Heritage Council.
I think we're in a vulnerable spot with thatch. We have over 2,000 known thatch cottages or thatch buildings around Ireland. There aren't enough thatchers in Ireland, and all the time you hear stories of people going abroad to Hungary or Poland and other countries to get people to do work on their roofs. Earlier this year, the Heritage Council, in partnership with Kilkenny Carlow Educational Training Board, set up a thatch training scheme, which has been hugely successful. We have 14 students on that scheme. It's a foundation course, and we hope to extend that scheme and continue it.
Is there anything else we can do, Virginia, around these newly trained thatchers that are going to enter the market to try and keep them at this very specific skill?
I think there are some skills in Ireland which are unique and special to Ireland, and I think we should acknowledge that uniqueness. For example, with thatchers, wouldn't it be wonderful to see their work affirmed through recognition, such as the status that is given to artists and creative practitioners through the tax relief scheme awarded by the Arts Council? I think there are particular traditional skills in Ireland which really reflect our heritage. And if we value and protect that heritage, we must affirm those people on the ground who are actually living it. And certainly as a Heritage Council, we'd love to see that progressed.
And that's an interesting idea on the tax exemption status for thatchers, Brian. And you did speak to the Department of Finance about that, did you?
Well, for the sort of 10 or so master thatchers who might be on a roof at the moment listening, Claire, I don't have good news. The department said when this scheme was set up in 1969, the policy basis of artist exemption is to provide encouragement to creative artists and to help create a sympathetic environment in which the arts can flourish. There are no plans, they say at present, to extend this exemption to thatching.
All right. Well, you could argue, though, that thatchers do fall into that definition. But obviously, that battle will have to be fought on another day. Brian, thank you very much. That's our reporter, Brian O'Connell.